So the great purifier had come to Khorzan and fallen silent. The Tyndaris had come to find the reason for that silence. Based on what Steyr saw below the blade, the threat must have been far more severe than either Sadon or the prognosticars had anticipated. The atmosphere of Khorzan was diseased and roiled with storms. Their spiral arms covered the entire globe, and there was no break in the clouds through which the continents or oceans could be seen. The vortices were stained with all the colors of rot. What had once been a jewel of the Imperium now looked like the corpse of a gas giant. The movements of the atmosphere were the slow ripples of flesh. Steyr saw things emerge from the clouds and vanish again before their nature became clear. He thought of worms, maggots of impossible size squirming through the air, devouring the body and soul of the world.
Shipmaster, is there any Vox traffic from Khorzan?
We have not been hailed, Lord. We are, however, picking up communication signals between locations planetside and directed outward.
Let us hear them.
Sal Frank gestured to his auger operator, Ambak. A moment later, the damnation of Khorzan echoed across the bridge of the Tyndaris. A cacophony of voices spilled out of the Vox speakers. Some of the voices were human, but many were not. Insanity gibbered. Perversion raged. From the jagged confusion, syllables began to form. They shaped words in a language no human should speak, and none could hear without harm. The Tyndaris' crew stiffened in shock.
Shut it down!
Ambak's hand moved slowly, as if it were tangled in the web of sounds. But she, like all her crewmates, was a servant of the Inquisition. She had the faith and discipline to resist the demonic longer than most mortals. She killed the voices. Silence fell over the bridge, and Steyr watched the oculus. He could still see the cries of Khorzan. They were in the convulsions of its air. A pair of storms over the equator fused into a greater one. The colors deepened to hues of dried blood and fevered dreams.
That planet is beyond redemption.
Steyr nodded. There was no question that Exterminatus was necessary. Khorzan was lost. But there was still the question of Sadon. The catastrophic failure of his mission demanded an explanation. Even more important, as far as Steyr was concerned, was determining the fate of one of the great heroes of the Grey Knights. He would not allow Sadon's name to plunge into the fog of conjecture.
If Purifier Sadon is on Khorzan, then he is dead. If he is alive, he will be on his ship.
Even if he is not aboard, there may still be answers.
Then we are agreed.
Furia nodded. She walked down the stairs from the Strategium to the rest of the bridge.
I will meet you at the final sanctity.
Steyr turned to Garrod.
Your thoughts?
It seems to me that the most disturbing factor here is not the fact that Sadon may have failed, but the reason behind it. I am uneasy.
So am I.